From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It's Tuesday, May 17th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Cyber attacks appear for financial gain, plus one on iPhones even went off. Several new tech regulation laws as public sentiment shifts. And Microsoft's sustainability efforts. Do customers care? This is the Business of Tech. Research at a collection of cybersecurity firms and authorities in the US, UK, and Australia was recently updated by researchers with SecureWorks Counter Threat Unit to provide insights on attacks on an unnamed US philanthropic organization in January 2022 and an unnamed local US government in March 2022. Quoting CyberScoop, the two incidents represent distinct clusters of activity within the Cobalt Mirage Group. The researchers concluded that one focused on opportunistic ransomware attacks for financial gain, and the other worked on targeted intrusions seeking access and intelligence collection. In conclusion, the well-known Iranian hacking organization focuses heavily on financial attacks. Are Evil 2 is getting more research? They're re-emerging yet again, based on research from the same SecureWorks team. Microsoft is warning about a new variant of SysRV, which it calls SysRV-K, scanning the internet for WordPress plugins with older vulnerabilities and a recently disclosed remote code execution flaw in the Spring Cloud Gateway software. The goal? To install cryptocurrency mining malware on Linux and Windows systems. Researchers from the Technical University of Darmstadt in Germany have released details about an exploit for iPhones when they're off, because specific wireless chips remain on, including one for Bluetooth. The researchers said in their paper that they were able to show that it's possible to install malware on the Bluetooth chip. It's important to note that this research is primarily theoretical, and there's no evidence that this kind of attack has been used in the wild. Also, as the researchers point out in the paper, hackers would need to first hack and jailbreak the iPhone to be able to access the Bluetooth chip and exploit it, potentially making it a bit redundant in most cases. The researchers note that the low-power mode implementation is a net positive, as it allows users to find lost or stolen phones, even off. Their key finding is the new threat model. Why do we care? My takeaway continues to be that the themes are consistent. Cybercrime is about financial gain. We could go down the rabbit hole of nation-state actors. We won't, because the practical advice there is simply that governments need to handle that. Feel strongly about nation-state protection? Vote for politicians who will fund it. For providers and their customers, the motivating factor to consider is the financial gains of the attacker. Again, vote for politicians who will handle the proper sanctions, but then take mitigation steps to prevent the damage. Yeah, the usual recommendations about two-factor authentication and backups. But more importantly, build security approaches that assume breach and minimize the gains to be had. That includes being prepared not to pay ransoms. The House on Monday passed easily, 386-31, a pair of cybersecurity measures. One requires DDHS to review its incident response plans and submit a report outlining the specific roles of federal agencies. More should come tomorrow as they review an already Senate-approved one, dubbed the State and Local Government Cybersecurity Act, allowing the federal government to conduct cybersecurity exercises with state and local entities and provide them access to technical tools and other assistance. It would also let federal officials coordinate with state, local, and tribal and territorial entities to establish vulnerability disclosure programs, information sharing efforts, and improvements to election security infrastructure. They will also review the Cybersecurity Grants for Schools Act of 2022, which would allocate federal grants to state governments to provide a more robust cybersecurity curriculum to students. They're happening at the local level too. Maryland signed three into law last week, funding new tech purchases and staff positions and solidifying its cyber policy structure. Meanwhile, public sentiment on tech regulation has changed per Pew Research. Overall, 44% of Americans think big tech companies should be regulated more than they did, down from 56% in April 2021. Conversely, the share of Americans who say they want less government regulation of big tech companies has roughly doubled from about 1 in 10 in previous years to 1 in 5 now. Plurality of Americans do believe in greater regulation overall. This, of course, is Senator Michael Bennet introduced the Digital Platform Commission Act, which is legislation to establish a new five-person commission responsible for protecting consumers in the age of big tech. According to the bill, viewed exclusively by the Washington Post, the agency would have the power to interrogate the algorithms powering big tech platforms and set new rules to ensure the biggest companies are transparent about how they handle complex decisions around content moderation on their platforms. Reuters is reporting on the shift in sentiment around facial recognition. It's making a comeback. Attributed to the rising crime and increasing lobbying from developers, Virginia is eliminating its ban in July, a year after approving it. California and the city of New Orleans are considering it next month. From 2019 through 2021, about two dozen U.S. state or local governments passed bans. New research from NIST shows significant progress in accuracy, and Homeland Security published a report last month finding little variation in accuracy across skin tone and gender. Why do we care? When facts change, so should actions. There's a difference between sentiment, aka surveys, and research. The points around facial recognition are changing, and so the approach to the technology should be measured. Public sentiment on regulation is also changing. And yet, I'm left noting it's still a negative factor for services companies. The regulation is coming. The question will be how much, not if it happens at all. A shift in sentiment might mean less regulation, but it doesn't mean zero. And I'd be remiss if I didn't note how a privacy law in general would frame both conversations. Microsoft is making its Cloud for Sustainability, a SaaS solution that organizations can use to report, record, and reduce emissions across their enterprise, generally available on June 1st. There's a similar one too, the Emissions Impact Dashboard, out for Azure, and the company has previously announced a version of this for Microsoft 365. Why do we care? So listeners, the question is, do customers really care about sustainability? I'll admit my bias here. I thought green IT would take off over a decade ago, and I was very wrong. So am I gun shy, or is this a demand from customers? And does it change based on customer size? I don't have the answers here, and in fact, I'd very much like to hear from listeners on this one. PCmatic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust default deny foundation. Finally, a lightweight, simple to deploy, and easy to manage approach to application allow listing. It's the perfect complement to your current security stack. No minimums and no annual contracts. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP today. Thanks for sticking around. I had a lot to say today. It's National Walnut Day and National Cherry Cobbler Day, so treat yourself for hanging in there long. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.